BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Today's Scott Mills Daily is a massive show. Biggest pop star in the world, Taylor Swift, is back. And I might have invited her accidentally to Radio 1's Big Weekend. Sorry, Middlesbrough. She's not going to be there. Also, another conception story for one of our listeners on Where Do You Think They Were? And Bastille dropped by with brand new music. Scott Mills. So it's all leading up to Taylor Swift at 3 p.m. today. Do you know, I don't think I've ever chatted to Taylor Swift.
Surely at some point.
No, I don't think I have.
This is huge today. There's so much excitement around the world about this chat. It's amazing to see.
Catherine says, honestly, I wish I had a job where I could dance around in sparkly sequin dresses, hug cats and write killer bops. And she's got a good job, yeah. Sophie, how excited are you for 3 o'clock today with Taylor?
I'm so excited. I can't wait. I'm so excited to hear her and, yeah, hear what she's got going on. I'm really, really excited. Can't wait.
How long have you been a fan for?
10+ years, since I was 16. I'm 27 now, so, yeah, a long time.
God, it's a long time. Have you told all your friends about this?
Yes. Straight away.
She's not done an interview for quite a while, since, like, 1989 era, I don't think.
Yeah, no, she hasn't. She didn't promote for Rep at all, so, yeah, this really exciting stuff.
Oh, you're a super fan. You call it Rep.
Yeah.
So you've kind of grown up with Taylor Swift, really?
Yes.
Why do you love her so much?
I just find her music really, really relatable. So the first song that I ever started sort of following was a song called You're Not Sorry. And at the time, it was really relatable to the situation I was going through, and it really spoke to me. And I just love how good she is with her fans as well. She's so committed to her fans and just such a good person. It's not just her music, it's just her, everything about her.
Okay, Sophie, not long to wait. 3 p.m. Tell everyone you know.
Yay, thank you. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. That's my motto. That's my
motto. My motto. That's my motto. Jay Bird on Radio 1, my motto. I've not had a call from Matt and Molly yet asking what Jay Burr's motto is, but I'm sure I will at some point.
Oh, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
What did you say?
See it, say it, sorted. Of course.
That's my motto. That was Jay Bird on Radio 1. Hey, do you remember last time Taylor was at Big Weekend? I think it was Norwich. Alex has been on saying, I won the opportunity to introduce Taylor on stage. I remember that. I remember that so well. Alex says, best day of my life. Looking forward to Taylor at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Scott Mills. I don't know why, but I seem to have a real issue with remembering who played what Big Weekend and where it was.
Yeah, you've been to them all, haven't you? I'm being real here. From yeah. The dawn of time, yeah. The very first one. Just to remember who was in the rave for that one. All the medieval mayes.
There's no need to be like that. Yeah, that was last year, wasn't it? Greg James said, you might need to have a shower, quite innocently, to Taylor Swift, and all the fans were on going.
That's right.
Hating yeah. on Greg. Yes, she was at Swansea last year, but she was also in Norwich, let's not forget. Probs won't bring this up with her when I speak to her at 3. Scott Mills. And now, radio's number one and only conception feature. Where do you think they were? No need for that awkward one-to-one chat with your mum and dad about what happened 9 months before you came into the world. We've made it easier by letting us and everyone else hear the story as well, so you're not alone. Do you like the way I've spun that there?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it puts it in a very positive light.
Yeah. So it's like, hey, we can all hear it. You don't just have to hear it from them.
Mm.
I'm just trying, Chris, you know. Hello, Morgan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So you are 20.
Yep.
And where are you from?
Edinburgh.
Now, you didn't nominate you for this feature, did you?
No, it was my mother.
Okay, so I think that's a first, actually, where the mum has got involved and is like, yeah, actually, I'll do it. And then she's told you that you're going to be on.
Yeah, she's got a thing about embarrassing me.
Is that true, Catherine?
Totally. I like to up my game when it comes to Morgan and where I can take it to the next level.
How do you embarrass him then?
So one of the times was he was in his room with all his teenage pals, and I walked in, and there was quite a few of them in the room. So I said to him, I was like, son, I think it's about time we had the Birds and Bees chat. So should we just do that now? And he just kind of like looked at me and he was like, really? I threatened to go out to the club that he's been in. Threatened to go to Magaluf, actually, Morgan, didn't I, when he went on the boys' holiday?
Yeah. It seems to me that you're agreeing with this chat, Morgan.
Yeah.
We've also got your dad on the line. Graham, hello.
Hello.
Now, where do you fit into all this, Graham? Who's going to tell me most of the story?
Well, it sounds like it's going to be me, because it seems that I have a better memory of that night than she had.
Would that be right, Catherine?
There's certain bits of it that I don't recall that Graham seems to have a really good memory for.
Okay, well, this is a team effort. So, Graham, yeah. I'll let you lead the way. And then, Catherine, anything you remember, you can just chip in there, okay?
Right, cool.
And Morgan, you'll be listening to both your mum and your dad describe when and where you were made.
Lovely.
I'm going to get the sexy music together and we will do it next. Scott Mills. Morgan is on the show. Hello.
Hiya.
And so is mum and dad, Catherine and Graham. Hi, guys.
Hiya.
All right, so remember, Morgan is listening to all of this and it's just the conception story for you, Morgan, from Edinburgh. All right, Chris, shall I?
Sexy music, please.
Here we go. Okay, Graham, off we go.
Right. So I'm a fan of wild camping, and I persuaded Catherine to come camping. So we.
What's wild camping?
It's a nude thing,
is it?
Wild camping is basically no showers, no telephones, no cameras, no anything.
It's like survivalist almost.
Did you enjoy that, Catherine?
No.
All right, so Catherine's not keen on the wild camping. So, Graham, what's the compromise?
Well, as I say, the compromise ended up being a campsite.
Okay.
So it was pouring the rain, and we then took a wander, found a nice little restaurant.
Okay.
I like my steaks.
What did you have, Catherine?
It probably would have been past at lasagna, I think. Yeah. It possibly was.
So Catherine's got a lovely lasagna on the go, and Graham's got steak, and you know what often comes with steak, Chris?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. But it's all very animalistic for you, isn't it, Graham?
Oh, yeah.
He loves wild camping and steak.
What's up next?
Yeah, what happens after the meal?
You're in the middle of nowhere, right? There's nothing to do. We've already been to have food, had a couple of drinks, we've had a walk in the town centre. It's still kind of light outside. There's nobody really about in the campsite because it'd be pouring with rain. And I suppose then the other thing was, well, what else are we going to do?
Oh, that's nice, isn't it, Morgan?
Yeah.
Well, what else are we going to do? Graham?
Pitch a different kind of thing.
I don't want to know what that means.
No. So what's the situation in the tent? Are there sleeping bags there, or...?
We didn't need the sleeping bags, to be fair.
Oh, OK. Was it really al fresco, was it?
It would be al fresco.
So it feels to me like you were a camping baby.
Looks like it.
Mm.
The other thing was, we never really thought about the people that were surrounding us, because if you think about the tent and how thin the tents are, it's a little tent, it's not a big tent. Probably the rest of the campsite might have known about you as well, Morgan.
Best reaction ever. Was it one of those situations where you had a light on inside? The thing is, with a tent, everything looks bad through the silhouettes, doesn't it? Even when you're doing something really innocent.
Yeah.
All you see is naughty shadows.
You do. You can just be picking something up and it looks bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catherine, was there any music around at the time that you remember listening to that maybe was like the soundtrack to this beautiful thing?
Take that, 911, on another level. They're probably 911. They were out and about then. Morgan probably knows that tune. I think I played it to him.
Do you know that song, Morgan?
What song was it?
There was a song out around the time you were made called Body Shaking. This is probably on in the tent. Oh, actually, no, Catherine, I know the one that you would have been playing.
The Freak Me one.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
That's more like
there
it.
We are, Morgan, who's tips the balance now. Just let me know when you want me to stop this one, Morgan.
Yeah, just whenever you're ready.
Steamy tent there.
Oh, sorry, did you say stop?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, oh, right, cool. Okay, Morgan, the deed has been done. How are you feeling? I mean, it could have been a lot worse, Morgan.
Yeah, true.
You know? We've had people in bushes before. At least it wasn't a bush. At least it was the dignity of a tent. Morgan, it's all over. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Catherine, Graham, you're legends. Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Jack says, I'm actually howling at the awkwardness of today's tent story on Where Do You Think They Were? I know. Are you a son or daughter? Well, yeah, obviously. Are you a parent? Like Catherine and Graham, if you would like to be on Where Do You Think They Were? I'm just an email away. Go on, take one for the team. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I know it's difficult listening, but you'll feel great afterwards. Come on, find out where you conceive. Come on. Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That moment where Scott Mills tells you Freak Me by Another Level was the soundtrack to your parents making Sweet Love.
Oh, Jesus.
One. Scott Mills.
Radio One. Rewind to almost a year ago, and this is the person who introduced actual Taylor Swift on stage at Radio One's Big Weekend in Swansea. Hello, Alex.
Hi, Scott. You all right?
Best day of your life, wasn't it?
Oh my goodness, I haven't shut up about it since. It's on my Tinder, on my other dating apps that I can't really name now.
This is great. What's the line on Tinder? What is it you actually say on there?
I'm just trying to work out what time it is. I think it's before 9 p.m, so I can't really. No, it's not that bad. I just said, you might remember me from. It was really vain and terrible. You might remember me from walking on stage at Big Weekend. It was just terrible.
Yeah, nice.
Has it brought you any luck in that department?
A little bit.
Okay. Congratulations. Yes.
Well, I'm glad we could be of help.
Yeah, I was hoping for a job out of it, but ended up with some dates, so who knows.
Okay. So, can you remember what you said before Taylor Swift came on stage?
Oh, I can remember it word for word, because it haunts me in nightmares. But,
why?
Because it was just so cheesy. It was laced with Taylor Swift puns, and it makes me go red every time I watch it back on YouTube, and my friends just randomly quote things back at me when I'm sat calm, and then they start shouting, good evening, Radio, and I go, oh, I get really scared.
Okay, well...
it's all good. But what happened in this situation? I don't quite remember it, Scott. So did you have to step out on stage and do this?
Yeah.
I was with my homeboy Nick Grimshaw, as I prefer to call him. Mm. And so I won this competition. It went to a Twitter vote ages ago, which was really, really cool. It was me pitted against this other girl who was also a massive super fan of Taylor Swift, and she was really, really good as well. I wasn't sure if I was going to win there, and then I got the result. I was in my mum's house at the time, ran downstairs, started like shouting and hugging her, and then before I knew it, I was on a train to Norwich with a friend of mine, Alice, and we had a whale of a time. And then on Sunday, I got to step out. I bumped into you guys before, so you gave me some really good advice.
Yeah, we did.
Motivational advice. I was 17, so I was really, really wanting to get a little bit tipsy beforehand, but no, it wasn't allowed to.
No, that's right. And we said no. We warned you against that. We've had problems with that on our front as well.
Yeah, we said no.
Not really. What an amazing experience. So you stepped out on stage and then you delivered the lines that you're going to deliver.
Oh, honestly, it was the best day of my life. I never knew that I was capable of doing it. When I walked out on stage with Grimmy, the crowd just looked like a bunch of people. Yeah. It was so much fun. They didn't look like individual people. It just looked like a blob.
A sea of people. Okay, right, let's relive what you said. Go on then, if you know it word for word. Come on.
Well, it's not the evening right now, but hang on a second.
It's okay.
Good evening, Radio One's Big Weekend Norwich. How are you? With the voice breaks included. Don't you worry about my annoying voice, because you'll be able to shake it off in 22 seconds. She's bringing her sick beats all the way from Pennsylvania to Norwich. Please put your hands together and separate them repeatedly. Make some noise, or she'll write your name. Go crazy for Tay. Sizzle for T-Swizzle. Get shifty for Swifty. Please welcome to her very own blank space in Earlham Park, the one and only Taylor Swift. But I was shouting a lot at him.
Wow, you really do remember it all.
I'm noticing all the girls have glitter on their face. It's the cutest thing I've ever seen. Would you come and sing along with this one? This is called Blank Space.
Scott Mills.
20 minutes to Swifty.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Marcus.
Hiya.
Are you excited about Taylor Swift in 20 minutes?
I am indeed. Not long to go now.
Yeah. You and the rest of the world. What do you do, Marcus?
I'm a fire stopper.
A fire stopper?
Yeah, prevent fires from spreading throughout buildings if there was ever to be one.
How, is that different to a fireman?
Yes, definitely, a lot. I've not got that role, if you know what I mean. I'm not a butch big guy. I'm a guy who climbs in and prevents the fire, so...
Got you.
Them out, really.
You're there at the start of the whole process, right?
Pretty much, yeah. As the building's being built, we're
nice.
In, make sure it's all blocked off, so if the fire was to spread... and help out the people inside.
Oh, I've got you. Okay. Good job.
Yeah, no, it's really... I really enjoy it as well.
Yeah. Whereabouts are you in the UK?
Right now, we are around Watford area.
Okay.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely.
Place to be, mate. Okay,
yeah.
Should we do bangers?
Yeah, you can go first.
Yeah?
We shall do indeed.
All right, I've got a great choice. I've got a great choice for you today, mate.
Oh, I like this one.
Mate, peak Watford, this tune.
It really is.
Strong start.
Now, this is Architects, not to be confused with The Architects. Body Groove.
All the boy racers in Watford, Northolt, Pinner.
Oh, mate, this just screams... What was that place called? Not Winkers.
The Asda car park?
No, wait, did you ever go to Winkers? Do you remember Winkers?
What's
Batchwood,
Winkers?
That's what I'm thinking of.
Batchwood! Yes, I've been to Batchwood. What a night.
Yes, great night.
Middle of nowhere.
That will... I reckon there'll be so many people who've heard the word Batchwood there and smile. It brings back memories for us all.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Chris's choice. Peak Batchwood. It was just like a... It was like a weird country house in the middle of nowhere.
It was so odd, man.
With a DJ on. And is it still on?
I think so.
Okay. Oh, I've got this for you.
Old school.
Oh. Oh.
Much better. Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Go on, Marcus. Shakedown at night. Oh.
I shouldn't be doing this on the radio, but we're doing it anyway.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm going for Scott.
Yes!
Every year around Ramadan, we get asked all the same boring, predictable stuff.
Can you listen to music?
You do brush your teeth, don't you?
What? No Game of Thrones?
Apparently, some people cover up their TVs.
Whether you're fasting or not, here at Asian Network, we've decided to bust all the myths and taboos around getting through the holy month with our essential guide to Ramadan. Join me, Yasser, as we'll talk about everything from gymming on an empty stomach to even scheduling your bedroom action. We'll hear how you're doing it. Get the lowdown right here. Asian Networks, for fast sake. Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
Down at night, a deserved win, I think, today. Thank you.
Such a good song. Although, someone is disappointed that they didn't get to hear Architects. Says that them and their friend, oh, this is Kira, them and their friend had a dance move called the Pony, which they would do whilst lapping around town in an over. I'm sure that's all fine. Can't be sure, though.
Batchwood, though, when you know, you know.
Mm.
The podiums either side of the DJ booth.
Yes, that's right. I used to like it. It was a special if they had someone doing a bit of fire. It was like eating fire.
Yeah, that was on. Pretending to be Ibiza, but not. love you guys talking about Batchwood. In St Albans, though, in the middle of a golf course.
Yes.
It is quite like... it's still going. It's quite like one of those American teen parties where they would have the house party, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it would never, ever in real life be anyone's actual house.
Yes, exactly.
No one could afford it.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Amadeep.
Hey, Amadeep, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Levels of excitement between 1 being not excited at all and 10 being the most. What are you at?
13.
How are you dealing with this excitement?
I don't know, I'm like excited and nervous at the same time. I've just been like listening to the song over and over again. It's just like exciting.
Why are you nervous? A lot of people say this when they're about to hear from their favourite artist.
She just like, she inspires me as an artist, like to be like, I want to be like a singer myself, and I just love her music. I think she's like amazing, and the new single Me is just like, it's a perfect comeback.
Are you a fan of the Brendan collaboration?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of it. I think it's really good. It's a great come, and I can't wait to see if there's any other collaboration coming up. But yeah, this one is like the best one so far, I think.
Not long to go.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Taylor Swift.
Hi.
It's Scott Mills at Radio 1. People around the world, as am I, are so excited about this. So thanks for talking to us.
Oh, thank you so much for talking to me. That's amazing.
It's good to have you back, you know. Pop hasn't really been the same without you.
Oh, thank you. I missed you too.
There are so many theories about your new music, and it seems like you've turned all of your fans into detectives.
Yeah, you know, that started like 15 years ago when I would first put out music. I started when I was like 16, and I decided like maybe I'll try to play a little game with them and capitalize certain letters in the lyric book. And if you were to take all those capital letters and put them together, you would get a code, or it would spell out a message.
So the title of the new album, the next album, is In the Video, and some of the Swifties are getting it right.
They are. Some of them are, yeah.
And also the title of the second single is In the Video, but nobody seems to be really getting it.
No one's gotten that one.
You must be having so much fun with this.
I do. I have so much fun with it. I hope I don't seem too much like a little like elf under a bridge, like making you guess stuff.
Taylor, how close are you keeping the clues a secret? Are you keeping the secret away from your friends as well?
I think that if you were to play the video for my friends, they'd get probably half of the clues. I definitely have told some of them to people I've made the video with. But not all, because some of them I just say, I'll say, okay, put this there, but I won't say why.
You'd love an escape room. Have you ever done one of these escape rooms?
I actually have not done an escape room, and I probably should. But maybe I wouldn't love it as much because I'd rather be the person that makes the escape room.
Yeah, you want to be in control. Also, I'm really living for your friendship with Brendan Urie right now.
Oh, he's the best.
I know. We've had him in here a few times. It's just the best.
He's the best. And he's one of those people that he has so much fun and brings so much joy and enthusiasm to what he does that he elevates everyone else's mood. Like when he walks in, everyone else goes from like a 7 to a 13 on the excitement scale. You know, you don't want to pick a collaborator that doesn't want to be there. You want someone who's like, yes! We're performing today.
But is he genuinely like that all the time? Or is there anything that you can do that puts him in a mood?
I mean, I'm sure he does, but I haven't seen it.
No.
In terms of my like experiences performing with him, he's literally just been able to like turn it on.
When will we get to know everything about everything? Or are you going to keep it a secret right until the release?
I think I'm not going to keep it secret till the release, but I just want to have like a moment where I get to tell it all to the fans kind of more directly. I'm pretty sure I know when that's going to be, but I haven't fully nailed it down in my mind yet. I have a couple of days I'm playing with.
Does your mum know everything?
She does, because I definitely bounce all of my ideas off of her. I'm always like, hey, what do you think about doing this, and then just being like this. Yeah. And she'll tell me what she thinks. She's really good with feedback.
Right.
So yeah, she pretty much knows everything.
So yeah, she's sworn to secrecy.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have to make her swear. Like, she just lives on a code of secrecy.
She just knows.
That's her main number one rule.
It's so close between you and Stormzy for the UK's number one already this week.
Oh, but I love Stormzy. I'd happily lose to him.
Yeah, you can't lose.
Definitely.
Okay, Taylor, it's been great to catch up. It's been a long time.
Oh, thank you. It's been great talking to you.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1, I have something to admit. When we recorded that Taylor Swift chat, I was pretty stressed because about 5 minutes before, we had a call from New York going, the Taylor interview is now. And we were like, no, it's tomorrow at this time. They're like, no, it's now. So the stress levels were high. And so I kind of like got my questions together real quick. I hadn't really prepared it, but I managed to like, you know, get enough.
Mate, we had a good chat with her. It was all good. Enough was asked. You know, by the looks of everyone that's messaging in right now, everyone enjoyed the Taylor Swift chat.
I mean, it's not a long chat, but it's Taylor Swift. So you get what you're given, you know?
Absolutely. And we'll take it.
And I'll take that all the time.
What was amazing, though, which didn't get played out just then,
yeah,
was a moment which is going to be one of my favourite moments, probably of the year.
When I said it, everyone in here was looking at me really weird, but no one corrected me.
Well, I didn't want to, because at first I thought it was me making a mistake. Anyway, we go to say goodbye to Taylor Swift.
No, there was one before that as well.
You did? That's right, you did it twice.
I did it twice.
Okay, so you basically really screwed up.
Yeah, big time. Like, big time. But also, she didn't correct me either.
No.
So, I may have just invited the world's biggest pop artist to Radio 1's Big Weekend again. Because I thought she was on.
And just sort of sprung it on her.
Sorry, Middlesbrough, but she's not. But I've either invited her, or I've just given her massively false information.
You did do it twice. Right, shall we hear this? This is the moment you announced to her that she's playing at Big Weekend.
And we're excited to see you at Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Are you cutting? You're cutting out.
So it was the first time.
It was the first time. And I looked up, at this point, by the way, I looked up, was like, what's he doing?
But why didn't you tell me, like, because it cut out, then the line went. Why didn't you, in the time when she wasn't on the line, say, mate, she's not doing Big Weekend?
Yeah, because I thought it was an innocent mistake. But he did it again.
At the end. I did it again. And we will see you at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Middlesbrough very soon.
Oh, amazing. It's great to see you, and thank you so much for everything.
Absolute autopilot there.
Amazing.
Amazing. I can't wait to see you. People are going to think she is going to be in Middlesbrough now. That was my mistake.
It's been it's been made very clear to Taylor as well that she's not at Big Weekend as well. Really screwed up
there,
Scott.
What an idiot. What an idiot.
How embarrassing. Oh.
Scott Mills.
I'm taking your missus.
No, brother, I'm joking.
I've got that effect.
No, brother, I'm joking.
Hello? What's going on?
I'm taking your missus. No, brother, I'm joking.
What's
taking your missus.
I'm
seeing your missus.
You're seeing her tonight.
No, brother, I'm joking.
I'm not joking.
I think for dinner. What's the follow-up to this going to be, by the way?
I don't know. I look forward to it.
I've taken her and it's not for me.
Yeah. Have her back.
Have her back.
No, brother, I'm joking.
J1 and your missus on BBC Radio 1.
Have her back.
Today's been so fun. Grim is with you at 4. I've got Haim. Haim and Lil Nas X coming in. What's so funny?
No, brother, I'm joking.
And next, so many people excited for this. Like Yasmin, excited for brand new Bastille music. The lads are with us in 5 minutes.
Scott Mills.
What we have here is a pop music emergency. Bastille!
Hello!
Hi.
All of Bastille. Right, let's introduce the track because I want to get it out there. Tell us all about it and what it's called and we'll play it.
This next song is called Joy and it's the first single off our new album, Doom Days.
Job done, lads. How does that feel?
Oh, awesome. So good.
Yeah. It's nice that we aren't going to get fired now for accidentally leaking it.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what's amazing? We heard this once before, only once, and we got to hear it, and it was like all in secret.
It was very secretive. A man came in and was like, I've got it on my laptop. And then we weren't even trusted with it. And we were like, okay, cool. So we plugged it into here and we listened to it. And we were like, oh, this is amazing. We had it up so loud. And then he was like, that's it. And we're like, well, are we not allowed to have it? Like, no, goodbye.
It's so immediate. Wow. That's the thing with it, right? It's the second time we've heard it.
And the song is just, it's like, it's in my head already.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
It's incredible, right?
Thank you. Thanks so much. Yeah, we're so excited to have it out. It's basically the album, which is called Doom Days, which we can now announce is out on June the 14th.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Which is really soon. Yeah. It's basically, the album set over the course of a night out, and it starts with this song called Past Midnight, and it ends with Joy, which is waking up on the kitchen floor the next morning, kind of freaking out, and then getting the call from that person that can sort of unpack all your insecurities and turn things around. And it was meant to just, we wanted the album, which is quite dark, to end on this super uplifting, joyous
thing. Yeah, it's really uplifting.
Thank you.
I like this tweet. Bastille's brand of having positive sounding song titles but the actual songs being really sad is a mood. That one's different.
Scott Mills.
I really hope that you guys are seeing what I'm seeing on social media, because it's all good.
Oh, amazing. Nice. That's exciting.
Thanks, guys.
Prina says, Joy is so good, I could actually cry. Glad I took some time off work to actually listen to it. She, like, planned her whole day around around
that's
the track.
Incredible.
So that's like the little glimmer of hope at the end of the album, is it?
It is, yeah. We made an apocalyptic party album. Album with a happy ending.
Good. Harry says, second time round was a very good move. Even better the second time.
Oh,
it's going to be in your head. So going to be in your head. Dan, you did the London Marathon Sunday.
I did, yeah.
How was that?
It was long. And yeah, it was long. But it was amazing to be involved in that, to run through London and see all the crowds everywhere and friends and family coming out to watch us. We raised loads of money for charity, which is the mainly important thing. But walking on Monday was hilarious. Trying to get it to, I had to crawl backwards downstairs at home. It was pretty bad.
I would like to see that.
What did you listen to when you were going around?
You know what? I didn't listen to anything. I'd asked our fans to help put together a playlist, and we had thousands and thousands of songs that I'd sort of gone through and picked them all out.
And then ignored it.
And then, like, when it came to the day, it's just, you know, getting to be in London. I run it with some friends as well, so we were sort of chatting and, you know, listening to. You heard a lot of the same. I heard Shut Up and Dance With Me about 15 times around the marathon. That seemed to weirdly be the unofficial
it's
song.
It's a very marathony song, that,
yeah,
isn't it?
I guess, yeah. But there were lots of, like, there are lots of bands, drummers, like drum lines and stuff all over the place. So I actually didn't listen to any music.
Did you do, like, all the proper precautions, like, you know, like plasters on the nips, all that?
Vaseline.
Vaseline, yeah.
Yeah, Vaseline on the nips.
Your friend.
But you do that anyway, don't you?
Yeah, of course. That's just a note every Sunday for me.
So like, was the new, obviously the new stuff was made before you were training for the marathon, or not?
So there's a song we put out last week called Doom Days, which is the title track from our album. That we actually made in Australia. We made it in a day in London and then in Australia when I just started training. So there was a bit of running there. But mostly before. Maybe that's why I sound so depressed.
I know you've got a load of festivals on this year. You've got, including Reading and Leeds. Has it ever happened where you get on stage and you forget where you actually are or where you're on?
Not so much where we are, definitely the lyrics.
Do you?
I very often forget the lyrics, and then I'll get just a... So I've been known to look at Kyle and he'll start mouthing along because he's got an amazing memory and I don't.
We've also got like cheat sheets like kind of stashed all over the stage. So
I do have the words to Rhythm of the Night written out on our drum.
The thing is, you can always just go to the crowd as well, can't you? I mean,
yeah,
surely you sing.
Yeah,
you. But a lot of the people who are often in the front row know how bad I am at remembering stuff, and they're just standing there laughing at me.
It's kind of a thing they know now. Hello, Laura.
Hi.
You're on with Bastille.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad, thank you.
What do you think of Joy?
I'm almost lost the ability to speak.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, it's not. I hope you really understand.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I hope you can still speak.
Thank you.
What do you want to ask?
Well, you've thrown me off because it's too happy. I kind of expected your traditional, like, depressing song. Oh. sorry.
Thanks. Well, just,
all right, if you join board.
Yeah, oh, take it back.
Yeah, let me think again.
We're unreleasing it.
So, like, obviously it's got a lot more happiness to it, and I was just wondering, like, when you are feeling, like, anxious or down and looking for some kind of solace, what do you find joy in, and where do you get, like, on those everyday moments?
I mean, that's a really good question. I think in music, escapism, the whole album is about escapism in these slightly weird times of finding the things that, you know, that can distract you. I think the point of the album and the point of this song is that the smallest gesture from a person, like be it a phone call or a message or just seeing a friend or whatever, or a loved one, or, you know, or speaking to someone online, that can be the thing that kind of pulls you back from those feelings of anxiety or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I guess if the album has like a story arc and the ending is like trying to find solace in people and in friendships, it sounds so cheesy, sorry. But yeah, that, I guess that's the thing. It's like if you're feeling rough, if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling depressed, whatever, just talk to someone, I think, is the most important thing.
Yeah, definitely. Your music definitely helps me. When I'm feeling that way, it always brings me back up.
I'm so happy to hear that. I'm so happy to hear that.
Thanks so much, Laura.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me on. You guys, I love you. I'm going to come see you on tour.
Amazing, thank you. See you there.
Thank you.
Bastille, thank you so much for coming to see us, and thank you for bringing us, literally, joy. Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Scott Mills.
I'll be back with the official chart tomorrow from 4 on Radio 1. Who's going to be number one? Is it Stormzy or Taylor Swift or someone else? And don't forget, our extra podcast will be available tomorrow as well.
Scott Mills.